Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
Carson Wentz already getting punked by teammates in Indianapolis. We'll hear from one of those teammates, the one that's doing the punking, allegedly, as we go around the NFL, as we do every day at 1 p.m. right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Let's hear from Tiki and Tierney. They were talking about this Deshaun Watson thing with Nick Caserio, reportedly per Peter King, not answering the phones. Here's their reaction to that, and they throw kind of a curveball at the situation. I'm very intrigued as soon as I saw this or as soon as I heard this to hear what you think about this.
Like, no reaction or we'll get back to you, nothing.
Not even a response.
Like, and that is irresponsible. Crazy? I don't want to trade Deshaun Watson, but I want to at least know that my team's doing their due diligence. I want to know what the hell we could get for Deshaun Watson.
Well, they're in an impasse until Deshaun Watson comes out and says, I unequivocally will never play for the Houston Texans again. I don't care if it costs me $100 million.
But here's the thing. If I'm the Texans, I am begging him. I am imploring him. Please don't say that.
Why?
Because you are now giving us basically a pathway to 80 cents on the dollar for you. Hmm. If you tell the world, no matter what, I am never playing for the Texans, then why in the world, if I'm the Jets or Miami or Denver or the Panthers or whoever,
wait.
I would wait this thing out. Why am I going to give you everything if I know for sure he's not playing for you? I got you.
Yeah.
May as well show me your cards if we're playing poker. Oh, what do you got there? I got you. All right, let's keep playing. I'm in. I'll raise you. I'll see. Oh, come on. That's horrendous business.
McClain hiked the leg on that. What do you think about that? Part one, Caserio playing it smart. Part two, Deshaun doing the Texans a favor by not making his feelings clear as some sort of an analogy about poker.
Yeah, I get it. The first part is the one that I've talked about. You've got to be able to build a price for him. Now, I get the second part as well, because, you know, when everybody knows that they have you over a barrel, they're going to bring down the price. He said 80 cents on the dollar. I get that. But at the same time, this is not just dealing with one person. It's not like you come to the used car sales or the new car sales lot and, you know, you're the only one interested in this vehicle. No, everyone is interested in this vehicle. So you've got to be able to jack up the price as much as you can.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I don't know that I believe these reports. Like, the more you kind of take them in and the more you kind of I always talk about follow the source, just because I think it's a good way to follow it. The more you're in this business, you find out or try to discover, of course, ethically. Like, I don't say so-and-so told John McClain this, like that. No. Like, you try to follow, like, stuff that you don't know. I find it hard to believe that Nick Caserio is not talking.
He's talking.
I find it hard to believe.
Let me rest assured he's talking.
Well, then I would ask you this, because I think you like to play this game a little bit too. Who wants this to be thought that Nick Caserio is not even answering the phone?
The Texans. Nick Caserio.
See, that pisses me off. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you why that pisses me off. Because I've maintained that I think this GM job would be hard for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody.
It would be.
And if it's coming from the Texans, now, if it is true and it's coming from, okay, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
But if it is, I don't like mm-hmm. that Nick Caserio, while he's trying to right the wrongs of this organization, I don't like if whoever is putting this out there, because I don't think Nick Caserio needs it. Let Nick Caserio do his work.
Yes.
You don't speak for Nick Caserio. I want, in my perfect world, mm-hmm. and I know this perfect world, I might as well do some shrooms and go on like a merry-go-round or something like that with this perfect world that I'm imagining. But in my perfect world for Nick Caserio, and I don't mm-hmm. know that this is possible, I want Nick Caserio to be the only voice that is giving information out of that building.
Yeah, good luck with that.
From the executive part of things, that's what I want. I want Nick Caserio to be that guy. I don't want anyone else doing it.
Nor should you. But that's the way it is. I mean, that's the way it's going to be. Nick Caserio, I feel, is just not doing the job the right way. It's his strategy. He's been in the business. This is the way he's decided to
but
do
But I thought
it.
You felt like he is answering the phones.
No. No, he is. But I'm saying by saying that, he's not doing the right thing.
But you think he's the one saying it, or you think it could be someone else?
I think it's either him or Jack Easterby, but I think in this case it's probably him. His strategy is just say no, 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 and see if anybody comes at you with a blow your skirt up offer. I say that's wrong, and I think a lot of people have agreed with me, including them, that you just heard Tiki and Tierney saying, man, no, you got to get this guy against that guy and that team against that team. And say you're taking calls to jack up the price.
The worst thing that can happen, and I'm 100% serious about this. Jack Easterby, if you're listening, this is advice. This is not criticism. Mm-hmm. This is advice. And I know they listen sometimes. You can't be talking to media types and getting the message out there. You got to let Nick do it. You got to let someone else, because I don't know if it's possible, but the message that he's trying to get out there is mm-hmm. very self-serving, and a lot of times it comes across as delusional. And quite honestly, he's been, I mean, what's it been, 171 days now since we've heard from him?
Yeah.
It's probably not a good idea for him to even be, like, hitting up whoever, like right. Ian Rapoport or
whomever,
Pelissero,
yeah.
and giving them stories.
Well, but keep in mind, he's in damage control mode now. So what does Jack Easterby care about more than anything else? Jack Easterby. No matter what he tells you about serving and all this other stuff, he cares. All his actions say that he cares mostly about Jack Easterby. So I could easily see him planting some stories that make him look good. I mean, that I think that's almost a given.
Carson Wentz traded to the Indianapolis Colts.
Number 11, baby.
He wore number 11 in Philly. He wore number 11 in North Dakota State. Michael Pittman Jr., the second-year receiver from USC, wears number 11 at this point. A lot of times guys will come off that jersey number, especially for a quarterback. Michael Pittman with TMZ via Zoom asked about giving up number 11 to his new quarterback.
All right, now we got to talk numbers. You know, Carson.
Yeah, everybody wants to know.
Wore 11.
Go ahead.
You knew I was going to say it. Carson yep. Philly wore 11. He wore 11 in college, maybe high school. I don't know.
Yeah, so I spoke to him, and he was just seeing, like, how like, locked in I was to 11, and I told him that I was locked in, and he was like, that's cool, bro, because I'm probably going to switch anyway. He didn't try to press me or anything like that. He asked me very respectfully. I just appreciate him for that. I think that he's a great dude, and I get to keep 11. So it was a win for me.
I thought he handled it pretty respectfully there. I personally think most players...
he's not giving his number up, though.
He's not giving it up, but at least he was like, okay, how strongly do you feel about this? Like, maybe he could have been talked out of it. But that's pretty bold. Brand-new franchise quarterback coming in. Like, hey, yeah, can I keep your number? Kind of weird.
It's pretty pathetic that Carson Wentz can't get his number if he wants it. That tells you where he is.
There's
at this
probably
point
still
in his
a
career.
Price.
But I mean, he's not a baller right now. I promise you someone's coming off four for Deshaun.
He's still the franchise quarterback. If he went in there
he's
and
not
said,
yet.
Like
not yet.
No, he's the
He's a roll of a dice.
No, he's the franchise quarterback. Now, he might not work out.
He's not the franchise quarterback. He's the quarterback. There's a difference between a franchise quarterback and a quarterback.
But he's the guy. And the quarterback, brand new quarterback that they trade for.
Who sucked last year.
Okay, but they traded for this guy to be the answer. And, oh, by the way, is the favorite son of the head coach.
Okay.
And you're sitting there going, nah, man, you can't have this jersey number.
Come on. But this is more about Carson Wentz.
No.
And
no,
where and where his status is. All right, so you're telling me if Deshaun Watson rocked number 11 and he called Michael Pittman, Michael Pittman's not going to come off it?
He might handle it the same way. Like I said, I respect.
Hell no.
I respect.
713-572-4610.
No, hold on.
Is Michael Pittman coming off 11 for Deshaun? Figgy.
Guys.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Because if Wentz have a bad, if he have a bad year this year and he might be out, then he done lost his number.
This is actually smart by Michael Pittman because Carson Wentz is in a prove it type of situation. And this is Michael Pittman basically saying, hey, bud, there's a reason Philadelphia didn't want your ass. You were terrible last year, okay?
You got to earn it.
If Andrew Luck, if Michael Pittman were number 12, and let's say Andrew Luck decided to come back, he's coming off 12. If Deshaun were rocking the 11 and wanted 11, Michael Pittman's giving him the 11. This is Carson Wentz, and this is Michael Pittman saying, hey, chump,
you
prove yourself. Show me that you're going to be here more than a year, buddy.
You are wrong, okay? Frank Reich put his career on Carson Wentz's shoulders.
Oh, if Carson fails, he's going to stay, though. Frank's okay.
But I'm saying they made a big trade to get this guy. And the second-year wide receivers say, again, I give him credit for how he handled it. But I think he would handle it the same way, whether it was Deshaun Watson or anybody else.
You're because on acid.
Here's the second reason. I don't know why, but I fall in this case as well. Numbers are important. Jersey numbers are real important.
Have
to
you seen the movie The Scout?
Dude, yes.
Wesley Snipes, Bobby Rayburn couldn't get that 33, and then De Niro went and killed that guy to get his brand off.
Numbers are a very personal thing to people.
Bro, so are awesome quarterbacks.
I understand that.
Pittman's coming off 11 for Deshaun.
I couldn't tell you.
So say this.
He would negotiate with Deshaun. He would make the same offer. Hey, how serious are you about number 4? And if Deshaun Watson, like Carson Wentz, said, yes, I'm very serious, then he would come off of it.
Bro.
I think if Carson Wentz had come off of 11, and said he wanted 11, then he would have, Pittman would have come off of it. Guys, I couldn't tell you my sister's birthday, but I can tell you every one of my jersey numbers that I wore. Their numbers are important. And I haven't played high school football since the late 70s, early 80s. I was number 73. I use numbers. I'm
surprised you didn't get it tattooed. How important it is to you.
No, I'm just saying. Chief. I use jersey numbers, not mine.
So through all states.
Back in the day. but I use jersey numbers, favorite jersey numbers of mine, for my passwords, for my PIN, for all kinds of things.
Say that jersey number again.
No, I don't use that one. I'm talking about like favorite jersey numbers of mine.
John Lopez, 73.
Figgy, let's jack that wallet. 7373 at the ATM.
It won't work. It won't work.
7373.
I'm talking about players that I admired when I was younger. There are context clues, by the way.
Oh, Lord. I think he's coming off it for Deshaun.
Jersey numbers are hugely important to people.
No franchise tags yet in the NFL. This is the first day for that to happen. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. That's around the NFL every day at 1 o'clock on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, Amy Paulsik finds a new landing spot and begins life after the Texans. And J.J. Watt, he's trying to find life after the Texans. And my gosh, is he enjoying the process. Next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, one person's beginning life after the Texans. Another one's enjoying it a lot. They are both connected. They are very, very tight. Amy Paulsik, former PR director of the Houston Texans, lands in Jacksonville. J.J. Watt has mitochondria trending because He tweeted something about mitochondria, and now people are assuming, including our own Seth Payne.
Who lived in upstate New York.
Who could be joking. I don't know. Seth could be kidding.
He's probably joking, but he does know his mitochondria.
J.J. Watt is enjoying this, to say the very least. Let's start with Amy Paulsik, who did a lot of work with J.J. She goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars. A very controversial firing that happened with the Texans when Amy was fired. I know Adam Schefter, Peter King, Ian Rappaport, John Clayton, all the national media types were pissed off, I think, because they got stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's safe to say, but they were upset about it. And you've heard it mentioned, and now she finds a spot in Jacksonville. What do you make of Amy Paulsik getting a new destination? I think it's a good thing for her, because I think the arrow's pointing up with Jacksonville, and I think it would be awesome to work for a professional like Urban Meyer, who's a good coach, after years of working with a guy who was not a very good coach and kind of an a-hole in Bill O'Brien.
Amy's strength is dealing with true superstars. I mean, obviously all NFL players have a certain amount of star, right? A certain amount of attraction and standard. But I'm talking about like the J.J. Watts, the Deshaun Watsons. She was really good for them. She knew how to, you know, craft their appearances the right way, to work around their schedules. She knew the demands on their schedules because she dealt with them every day. So she was really good with a true superstar. She is going to a place that just landed two huge superstars. Urban Meyer is a superstar coach. I mean, just flat out. And, well, I shouldn't say just landed, because they're about to land Trevor Lawrence. So she's going to be good for the Jaguars as well. And I also think the second part of this that's good, you touched on it. The Jaguars have the attention of every major voice in the NFL, because when she was fired here, Ian Rappaport, Albert Breer, Peter King, name your big-time stud, Adam Schefter.
That's a really good point. If you're trying to expand and the get brand, the publicity and the brand,
you're going
to
get it.
That's a very good hire by them. When it does come to that, that's a very excellent point. Damn, I didn't even really think about that.
Oh, the Jaguars are going to get all kinds
all
of attention now. Yeah,
they are going to get a lot of love. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really quite think about that, but you could very well be right. J.J. Watts, who was close with Amy Paulsik, he's going to be a free agent. He can sign with squad. He tweeted out, "Mitochondria is the powerhouse cell." And now all of a sudden it's the number one trending topic in the NFL, and people are assuming that this is a hint that he's headed to the Buffalo Bills. I ain't going to lie. I don't even know what the hell that means. Why would mitochondria lead to people thinking that JJ is going to go to Buffalo?
Because Buffalo, I believe, and I didn't know this, I just saw it when I saw the tweet earlier.
You tried to act like, you know, oh, well, you know, the
no,
mitochondria
I literally just told
is...
you I don't know. Literally those words.
But you were about to try.
My... No, I was not.
You were about to try to
no,
pretend.
No, no.
Well, you know, you actually, the mitochondria, if you really remember
no,
back.
If I knew it, I would have told
back
you.
Back to the prehistoric days.
If I knew it, I would have told you.
Tyrannosaurus Rex has actually had these cells, and mitochondria were emerging from the air.
You could not have been more wrong. I literally said, because mitochondria, and I don't know this, I just found it out. So, J.J. Watt tweeted, "Mitochondria is the powerhouse cell," which, again, just to make it clear for Landry, I looked that up, and people are going nuts with it. The Mitochondria Research Society is headquartered in
Buffalo.
Buffalo. So come on. I mean, I think a lot of guys might like maybe even Deshaun Watson might tweet something like that as a real hint of what he's thinking. I think JJ is just completely trolling people.
It's also an old Greek word meaning buffalo, according to it's also the original name of the Buffalo Bills. Now people are just messing around. JJ Watt's having fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. Like, JJ Watt is having fun with this whole process. And damn it, he deserves it. He is enjoying this whole thing.
Yeah, he is. I mean, it's... Guy's got all the money in the world. He's got people tripping over themselves trying to sign him. He's just sitting back, probably having a stogie and a cold beer between workouts, of course, and just enjoying all the speculation out there. He previously tweeted, I guess day before yesterday, Sunday, free agency is wild, man. And then Buffalo fans, because he tweeted something else with a blue background, and they were trying to read into that. He's going to Buffalo because of that, too.
Buffalo has been, for a while, that's been the spot that you've...
Where'd you hear Buffalo first? Tell me where you heard Buffalo first.
The distance from Buffalo to Chicago, by the way, since wifey plays soccer in Chicago, 8 hours, 22 minutes.
Driving. So a quick flight.
Yeah.
Probably an hour. Hour and 10. Something like that. No, he can be there for dinner, man.
Be on the PJ.
Yeah. Yeah, he can be there for dinner.
That's
after the game.
It's good.
Noon game?
It's good.
You're in the sack at 5 o'clock.
It's close to Canada, too.
Yeah.
Very close to Canada. How close? Buffalo to Canada?
Damn. Oh, man, you can drive.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
I see you.
Is it Windsor, Canada? Is it across the border? I know I've made that drive.
I don't know, Mr. Mitochondria. I don't know.
No, that one I know. Mitochondria, I had to look up.
Sports Radio 610 is trying to help out small businesses. We've all been through a lot in recent history, and small businesses have been impacted more than anything. And small businesses are part of what makes Houston such a great spot. So if you're a small business and you're going through the tough times, and good gosh, there are a lot of them, tell us your story. Send an email to smallbusiness@sportsradio610.com. That's smallbusiness@sportsradio610.com. We could give you a shout out on the air. Even go see what's popping with your business ourselves. It's smallbusiness@sportsradio610.com.
We all know that business. I've got some go-tos in the Humble area that, you know, have had some hard times, and they're fighting through. They're surviving. But we want them to thrive, and you may be that business owner. You may know that business owner. If you do, we're not talking handouts. We're helping you do business, man, better business. Just go to smallbusiness@sportsradio610.com.
Smallbusiness@sportsradio610.com. No matter what you do, we're here for you. Smallbusiness@sportsradio610.com. Coming up. John Lopez wants to give me a quiz.
Yeah.
I want to put the whoopee over my shoulders, the H-Town whoopee. And Jack Easterby kept me up last night. I had nightmares because of Jack Easterby. Seriously. I'm going to lay out how that happened and why next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
I couldn't sleep last night. This is the first time that, like, something that I've listened to or something that I've watched has given me nightmares in a long time. It hasn't happened in a while. And I'm going to blame Rivers McCown for this.
Mm-hmm.
We've been playing Jack Easterby audio for a long time. We've been doing the digging. We played the 5 Keys to Life. In early 2019 when he first came here. A lot of the stuff that you're seeing now on the internet, but I haven't heard this one. And this was Rivers McCown tweeting this out. This was a sermon that Easterby put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really not trying to be trite. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. Like, this really, like, kind of freaked me out a little bit. I know you're waiting for, like, some punchline, and you're waiting for me to, like, play some sort of, like, ha ha type thing.
Right.
No, this is weird, man. This is weird, and it kept me up late last night. It just made me wonder, how did this guy ever get a reputation as, like, a guy that was a good pastor?
Exactly. We've talked about that. It's not even, well, we've obviously heard some of his jokes that didn't land well and some of his other points, but I don't even know if he's good at that. He's convincing to people, but I don't even know if he's good at that.
Yeah, this is the snippet that Rivers tweeted out, and I want you to help me with the analogy as well. I don't think Figgy's heard this. I think he's hearing this for the first time. But this is a very powerful man with the Houston Texans. on stage on a Sunday. This is like nothing I've ever heard. I've been to a lot of different types of churches. This is like nothing I've ever heard.
Imagine you were in line for the electric chair for a death sentence. What? And you knew you had done what you were supposed to be killed for. You knew you were guilty. You knew you had done it. What do you want for your last meal? You eat it. Good. Who do you want to talk to? I want to talk to my mom. I want to tell her I'm sorry. You call her. Hey, mom, I'm sorry. I'm guilty. They're going to take my life today. I'm so sorry, mom. And the phone hangs up. And they knock on your door.
Come on, man.
It's time. You put on your clothes and you walk out. John Smith's in front of you. And you watch John Smith die. Now it's your turn. For a crime you knew you committed.
What is
and as you go
on?
To step up, somebody says, hey, why don't you go spend some time with your mom? I'll stay back and die for you. Would you want to know their name? And Jesus says to the arresting soldiers, let these men go. I'll stay back because this is what I came for. You can trust Jesus because he's intentional. You can trust Jesus because his existence is upon time and space. And you can trust Jesus, listen to me, church, because his surrender is admirable and engaging. His surrender is powerful because his surrender is not a sign of weakness. It's not a white towel. It's a blood-stained cross.
What is going on? That sounds, first of all, horrible analogy.
Who can relate to that? You killed someone and you're waiting for it? All right, I want you to relate. All right, guys. All right. I want you to relate to me real quick. What if you shot up a school and you were on death row and you were waiting? Like, what kind of analogy is that?
This guy sounds unhinged sometimes. I'm just going to put it out there. All right. For a crime you committed.
And quite honestly, if you're that much of a slime ball, if we're really going to nitpick the analogy, because you know me, I like a good analogy, but a bad analogy is dumb. So if you committed a bad crime and is he saying that you should want to know their name for dying for you or not?
No, I think the analogy
is he trying to say that you would want to know Jesus because
no, it's a
or does it mean
yes.
You just get out? No, you if you're a big enough slime ball to do something that gets you on death row, if someone just says I'm willing to die for hell, no, you don't want to hear know their name. You're getting the hell out of there.
Well, okay, but I think
sorry, Easterby, seeing the light here.
No, we're not going to talk about his analogy. I'm just going to tell you that's what he's attempting to do. We're not going to talk Bible and verse here, but. He's attempting to draw that conclusion, you know, whatever. Jesus did that. This guy's doing that. Wouldn't you want to know his name? And you're right, probably not. But the sermon, question mark, whatever it is he's doing, dude, he sounds unhinged on that, certainly disconnected at least.
Interesting. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Will Fuller, will he or won't he be franchise tagged? John McClain says, likely not. He threw out the possibility of a transition tag. I just wonder if that ship sailed. I wonder if they're just completely done with Will Fuller. Free agency begins in about 3 weeks and change, so we'll have an idea of that. There was a time when we thought that when Deshaun was in his prime, his number one receiver would be Will Fuller. They look to be headed towards that path. It just seems like he's not going to be here, and I think it's just basically like the, I don't want to say reality because we've been anticipating Deshaun going for a while, but I think it's just kind of the reality that, you know, what we thought we were going to be seeing a short time ago for a long time, not going to happen.
I think they have an opportunity here if they want to be smart about it, or if they really want to have at least some semblance of star power on the offensive side of the ball, you know, presuming Deshaun is going to get traded. You got to have somebody to put on the cover of the program. I think they can money whip Will Fuller and keep him if Deshaun leaves. Otherwise, you're not going to keep him. And he may well be waiting to see what happens there as well before he decides on anything. So I think it's unlikely that Will Fuller gets stays.
Yeah, he's gone. And then you got to wonder what they're going to do with Brandon Cooks. I think that's going to be interesting, too. What happens with Brandon Cooks?
Sports Radio 610. Breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes.
Several outlets reporting a statement from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Tiger Woods has been hospitalized after being involved in a single car crash rollover. Firefighters and paramedics used the jaws of life to extract Tiger Woods from his vehicle early this morning. And really, it's going to be developing. It's going to be ongoing. But that's the extent of what we know so far on Tiger Woods. Single car accident and the jaws of life have been used to extract him.
Yeah. Hopefully he makes it. I mean,
that's what it could be. I don't. Who knows? Yeah. Hospitalized, precautionary.
We don't know what it's going to be.
That's the extent of what we know.
Yeah, I saw him yesterday. He was talking
injured. Well, the other thing we know is he was injured. We just don't know the extent of the injury.
Well, I mean, he's got back issues that have his career in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Because the only reason I know that, and that's fresh on my mind, is because I watched an interview with him yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, whether or not he was going to play in the Masters. It was an interview with Nance, actually.
Yeah,
he was getting interviewed by Nance, and Houston's own Jim Nance was asking him about, you know, do you need to play a tournament before you play the Masters? And Tiger said, that's really up to the doctors. Don't have a plan. Again, my back is there's little room for error at this point with my back. And now this happens. So,
and that, again, we can't really say much more than that. The Sheriff's Department said, jaws of life,
single car crash,
injured, and we'll stay tuned.
Please don't take Tiger from me.
No, I don't even want to go there. Yeah,
yeah. Tiger. That's one of my. I mean, that is one of my icons, man. That's my best moment in sports. I was at Torrey Pines when he was limping.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Playoff with Rocco. Stick it, Rocco.
No, this isn't a competition, so I'm not gonna.
Go ahead.
I was his caddy.
Have you ever had wine with Tiger?
Not wine.
All right, moving on.
Tell me a story, OG.
Go ahead.
No, it's your moment. No, I refuse.
Go ahead.
I refuse.
I was on the tee box.
Yeah?
Yeah. He chipped it in. I was looking right at him. He walked towards me, and then I followed him, and he sunk the putt to go to the playoff with Pines. I walked with him. I was like, perfect. He was like, I could see him chip. Mm-hmm. He walked over. It was cool. I got the chills. Go ahead and tell me.
No, I'm not. Because
mine actually, mine people can relate to.
Exactly.
Mine like Joe and Friendswood could do. You're going to say something that like Tillman Fertitta can relate to. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say anything.
Go ahead, dude.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to do it.
Go ahead.
No.
Come on.
No.
Let's hear it.
No.
I'm ready.
I'll do it another day.
Let's go.
Nope.
Nah, give it. What'd y'all do?
No, nothing. We didn't do anything.
Four courses? Five courses? Four forks? Five forks? Come on.
Oh, my. There is a picture of his car now on the that we're getting. It's not a pretty. It's pretty.
Well, yeah, jaws of life.
It's damaged bad.
What kind of whip is it?
Looks like an SUV of some sort.
At least he was in an SUV.
I can't tell the brand.
That's the only reason. The only reason I was asking is because, you know, in these types of situations, you never want them to happen, but you want them to be an SUV.
Yeah.
I'm not going to break this down or anything like that. Yeah. OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig. You were talking about jersey numbers, and we had an argument that...
Because of Michael Pittman.
Michael Pittman would not give his jersey number to Carson Wentz. I say if Deshaun Watson were going to the Colts and he wanted to wear number 11, Michael Pittman would come off it. John Lopez disagrees.
Well, he would have come off of it. I thought Michael Pittman handled this very well. He was respectful. He said, hey, how tied are you to this number? I like it. And Carson Wentz said, nah, man, you're good. Just keep it. I think if he did the exact same thing with Tiger Woods, I think, first of all, he would do the exact – with Tiger Woods. Did the exact same thing with Deshaun Watson.
He better come off the number for Tiger Woods.
Yeah. that Deshaun might do the same thing, and I thought he handled it well. He didn't say, oh, no, you're not getting my number.
I think Carson's got to prove himself, and he knows it.
Carson's proved
himself. You're
not
getting what you want, bro.
He's proved himself.
No. There's a reason that he's going to Indianapolis. He comes off it for Deshaun.
I want to play a game with you because this is right in your wheelhouse. 100% in your... No, I'm giving you credit.
I know, but I hate when you do this.
This is your strength. Trivial sports nuggets and information.
Oh, God.
Name the most famous number 11 in the NBA that comes to mind.
Number 11 in the NBA. Jeez. Isaiah Thomas?
Bingo. And Yao Ming.
Yao Ming. I'll localize it.
Yeah.
Yao Ming.
Name the most famous 16 in general. Any sport.
It's got to be Montana, right? It's not Wong Juju from the Mavericks, so Joe Montana.
Joe Montana and...
Jake Plummer. You could go with Jake Plummer.
Brett Hull.
Little Brett Hull. St. Louis
Gooden.
Blues. Although Brett Hull wore 22 with the Stars. He wore 16 with the Blues.
Yeah.
He did not get his jersey number when he came to the Stars.
Bingo!
But he wore 22.
Michael Pittman's dad was playing for the Stars and said, cut him a deal. Famous number... Let's see. I'm going to make a hard one here. Oh, this might not be hard for you. 29 in any sport.
29?
In any sport. Most famous number 29.
29.
Think Rams.
29. Marshall Faulk was 28. 29.
Oh, I might get him. I might get him, Figgy.
I mean, I could name some guys who weren't famous. 29. There's got to be a running back or something like that. Was Barry Foster 29?
No. You're going to kill yourself.
Barry Foster wasn't 29?
Well, maybe he was, but that's not the most famous number 29. Eric
Dickerson. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I screwed that one up.
Yeah. And also John Smoltz was number 29 in baseball. All right. Let's see. Let's go. Oh, here. Oh, you should get at least two or three of these. In any sport, number 51.
51. Dick Butkus.
Bingo.
Obviously, Ken Norton Jr. With the Cowboys.
Baseball?
Randy Johnson.
Another one. My favorite all-time hitter.
I don't know.
Ichiro.
Ichiro! Damn, I needed to go.
All right, let's go.
Damn, Seattle? Can y'all pass out? I mean, can Ichiro just comes and takes Randy Johnson? I know Randy wasn't there anymore, but damn.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the 70s. The most famous number. Oh, the number I talked about earlier.
No.
Most famous number 73 ever.
Larry Allen was.
Bingo.
To me. Yeah, it's got to be Larry Allen for sure.
Ron Yeri and John Hannah as well. Kick it up a notch, 74.
Bob Lilly, for sure.
That was my childhood idol.
Yeah. I mean, do you really need to say anything
after Merlin
Bob
Olsen?
Lilly? A little Merlin Olsen action? Yeah, Bob
Think
Lilly.
Houston Oilers.
Matthews.
Bruce Matthews. All right, let's go down to the single digits real quick before we get out of here. I know you're good at this. That's why I wanted to challenge you. Oh, number one. Some great number ones, any sport.
Penny Hardaway is my favorite. I don't know if he's the best, but Penny Hardaway is always going to be my number one.
The Big O.
Oscar
Robertson.
Ozzy Smith.
Warren
Moon.
Yep. All right. Now you got to get this.
Derek Jeter.
Famous number threes.
Babe Ruth.
There's seven of them.
Babe Ruth. did they put was Dragan Petrovic number three?
No, there's a really good one that there's a really good one that you'll never get. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale Earnhardt.
He is the one. Yeah.
Babe Ruth, Dwayne Wade.
You ask for him.
Allen Iverson.
Shout out to AI.
Dale Earnhardt. And then the other ones you weren't going to get, Bronco Nagurski and Candace Parker.
Yeah, Candace Parker wouldn't have made my list.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
You want to do one more?
Go ahead.
You give me the number. Just out of the first number pops into your head. No, don't think of players.
80.
80. All right. Well, I can tell you one of those.
This one's easy.
You tell me. You tell me all the 80s, the most famous 80s.
Jerry Rice is all you need.
Yeah.
Isaac Bruce.
Yep. All he does is touchdowns.
Bo Scaife at the University of Texas. Yeah. Shout out to Bo
Nobody's
Scaife.
Nobody's thinking of that. All he does is score touchdowns.
Chris Carter.
Kellen Winslow.
You got to say senior these days.
Yeah, senior. Yeah.
You got to say senior these days. You got to make it clear now.
Steve Largent.
Steve Largent. Faster than he looks.
Yeah, he was.
Deceptive speed. Never been a better white possession receiver than that. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Thanks to all the everybody for the help with the with everything we got going on right now.
And don't forget to keep it up.
Time. Yeah, definitely, definitely keep it up. SportsRadio610.com for more information there. We got the franchise tag thing.
You didn't say Andre on 80.
Going today. I did not say Andre Johnson. That's amazing. I did just say Jerry Rice. That says it all. But yeah. Did not say that, so I apologize to our fans. We'll talk to Stanford Rout tomorrow at 12:40. Also going to hear an interesting theory on Nick Caserio hiring David Coley. Does Nick Caserio actually deserve more credit for hiring David Coley than what he's getting? I'm not saying this theory isn't crazy, but it does at least make you think. We'll give it to you tomorrow. We're also going to continue the countdown to the Astros in spring training. We'll hear from Dusty Baker as well as some of the other prominent members of the ball club. The Woobie's going to return very soon, 5 weeks and change. We're going to have that happening. Also going to be 3 weeks away from free agency tomorrow. There's so much stuff going on, such little time. For the OG John Lopez, for John McClain and his shirtless body on a beach, and for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, we'll talk to you manana at 10 a.m., but in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.